Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
For
real? Are we podcasting?
Okay. I think we are.
I'm going to start hot. I'm going to start right in. This
Do
literally
it.
Just
it.
Happened right before I got here. We should turn off the heater.
Oh, yep. Hold on.
I'm like, is that the heater or is it just me?
You guys that are listening, we are not podcasting yet. No, we're going to have this in there.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, now we're podcasting.
Oh, by the way.
You won't hear the sound in the background.
It's like we've never done this. If you don't follow us on all the socials. If you do follow us, tell your friends, rate, review, subscribe. That helps us get more people excited about us.
And go to imomsohard.com and get tickets to a show that's near you.
Yeah.
Because we're going
Limited
on tour.
Dates,
yeah.
But we're very excited. And Vegas is going to be, Vegas is so different because it's a destination, baby. And so we all hang out at the pool.
That's
we
right.
Go down, we have a couple cocktails before the show.
Oh, maybe. We might stay an extra night or two because we
Don't
deserve to go
it.
To a nice restaurant.
And we'll just tell our husbands we're doing two shows. And then they're like, Why were you on social media at Magic Mike?
They
don't worry
never,
about it.
They never
ask us that.
No,
they want
they
us
really
to stay
don't.
And have more fun. Okay, gotta just say it.
Okay,
this is literally the conversation I had with my daughter. Okay, so my son
today,
is 12. Today,
okay,
30 minutes ago. My son is 12, and my daughter is 10, and my son is going to be 13 in February. And we just celebrated our 12th anniversary. And if you do the math, you will know that I was 5 months pregnant with Finn. And by the way, I am not ashamed. I did not try to hide it. I was there. I was like, you know what?
It's not the 1950s.
Right. I was like, everybody, we banged, okay? We banged and it worked. And that's
you
the
don't
romantic.
Say.
That's the romantic part of it. And my mom, who's definitely a little old school, was like, I'm sure this is exactly how she said it to her friends. She was evidently in a group of her friends. And she goes, well, Kristen's getting married. Cheers. But she is pregnant. And three of her friends were like, so were we. Like,
oh,
they were all
yeah.
like, I was knocked up on the altar. My mom was like, you were?
Of
I was
course
like, Terry,
they
you were 23 when you got married. Or 21 when you got married. And like, 15 minutes later had me. So like,
yeah,
everybody calm
you
down.
You know what? Also, let me kudos to your husband for this because like, I'm not judgmental. I was excited that you were pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I don't feel like, look, let's all be honest. We're all human beings. And with the exception of a few like homeschooled kids
right.
that might get married when they're 18 just so that they can do it.
Yeah.
The rest of us are having sex before marriage because
right.
you want to drive that car and kick the tires. Right?
I know.
Okay?
And look, we want to have different yeah. conversations with our kids, whatever. But the
For
truth
sure.
is,
but
I was 34.
Colin said to me, he goes, Kristen's really nervous. This was before you guys had told her.
Yeah.
Kristen's really nervous to tell her mom,
yeah.
you know, that she's pregnant, you know, because obviously you guys, she knew you guys were already getting married or whatever. And I go, well, what are you going to tell her? And he goes, I'm going to tell her exactly what I'm going to tell my daughter someday, which is if she waits as long and she's an adult like Kristen is, she can do whatever
it's
she wants
exactly
to do.
Exactly what he says to Eleanor too. And I'm like, hold on a second. I don't want her to wait till she's 34. I want to speed things up. I think 28's a good, nice age. 28, get married, 31st baby, 31, second baby, 32.
It's true.
It is true. And he always says that. He's like, well, when you're 30, you can make those decisions. I'm like, slow it down. I've got notes. But he was always really proud. What's really funny, though, is when he was like so like gangbusters to tell my mom. And then I was like, oh, God, you're so right, Colin. She's so excited. This was great. I'm glad we told her. And then I go, you can call your mom now and tell her. And he goes, oh, no, I can't. I can't do that. I go, what do you want? Her to show up to the wedding and I'm 5 months pregnant? He's like, well, that we could do that. I go, hell no. You're going to call your mom. And so then he called his mom.
By the way, she would be polite about it. And she would
was.
Be like, I didn't notice that at all.
That's exactly what that's what he was hoping for. And she goes, oh my, I didn't know that could happen before you got married. And I was like, it's fair. It's fair. Let her, she was so sweet. And like, you know what? I was so excited to start this little family with Colin. I didn't care. And I also wasn't going to have a big wedding, but I really wanted to have my dad walk me down the aisle. Otherwise, I think we would have like eloped. I found it all very stressful. Weddings. Yeah. I've been a bridesmaid 12 times. I got the best part of weddings, which is to be a bridesmaid. What's up?
Not get that bar bill. Yeah.
Talking about having a good time. I'm just saying,
we know what happens. There were so many hot tubs
that I ended up in that were, what's up?
Okay.
Anyway. That's not the point of the story. So Finn, we've always said it and tried to make it like sweet and romantic, but not because we weren't telling him the truth. But we've always said like, hey, Finn, you were with us on our honeymoon, like thinking he would get it, right? So we've said this forever. And I've said I was pregnant when I got married. Still, we think it's cooking
just
in
the math Finn's isn't head. Kicking in. Yeah.
I did not know that he was soft focused the whole time. So then he comes home with this assignment. I might have talked about this before, but so he comes home with this assignment from his Catholic school, and it's a timeline of when, and the second he said timeline, I went, oh God. And he goes, Mom, I gotta do this timeline.
There it is.
So what, you and Dad dated for like 3 years? And I like looked at Colin and I like looked back at him and I go, what? And he goes, well, I mean, that's the right thing. Like you do like 2 or 3 years and then you get engaged. And I was like, everybody's story. 2 or 3 years.
What are you on the Britt McAdams plan? Yeah. That sounds like a long time.
He goes, wait a minute. How long did you guys date? And so then Colin and I both are like deer in headlights, like our eyes are all
big.
What
do you mean by date?
I'm like, from like beginning to be, from the time we met till we got married, like, what we actually think we were dating and then ended up married. And he was like, what? And I go, Finn, we got married in October and you were born in February. And he goes, what? I go, Finn, do you think you were the world's biggest preemie? Like, I was pregnant when I got married, and he still can't do the math. He's like, wait.
Well, that Catholic school's really kicking in.
I know. I was like, this freaking timeline. Hey, like, he doesn't read nuance.
Kristen's like, hold on, let me call somebody. Customer service, please. I am paying you to educate my kid.
Yeah, ask these questions. You go ahead and do the math on these questions. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So Eleanor's there, right? And we're doing, and Eleanor she's tracking everything. And so Finn's so confused. I think he's still confused.
And you I'm know like, what? We'll be like, some babies gestate for 5 months. That's it.
You know, I'm like, look, man, you need to pay attention. There's going to be a YouTube short that does the heavy lifting here that I don't have to worry about. But Eleanor's listening and she's tracking and she's observant. Like Finn does not read nuance. And Eleanor's like, there's more to this story. So she goes, So you and Daddy, you had sex before you got married?
She just asked it. She just asked it.
She's doing the math. She's like, hold on a second. And I go,
you said no.
No, I said, we got pregnant the night I got engaged, which we're pretty sure was that night. So, by the way, hold on a second. This is coming at me fast. So I'm trying to like maneuver this like spy. And she's like,
Kristen's like, I don't know what to say. I'm going to lie.
I was like, wait, what? And she goes, was Finn an accident? So then I was like, what do you mean? She goes, well, were you planning on him? Because you got married at like what? And I was like, oh my God, she's so smart. She's doing like detective work.
Yeah.
This is how this kid is. From the first time when we had the talk with Finn, I thought, I was so naive. I was like, say the hard thing. Penis goes in the vagina. And just say it.
Just say the hard thing because I don't know what you're
saying. Penis in the vagina.
That's the hard thing?
I think it's the hard thing. It's the thing that their minds go, like, But then there's all these follow-up questions, except if you're
Well, that's the thing. I don't think the penis and the vagina thing is that...
It's not the...
No, it's that it's fun.
That it's fun.
It's the hard okay. part.
Okay, because when you're talking to him, whatever age, we decided that like second, third grade, we were in COVID, we needed to be more open. We wanted to be open parents. So we were like, we're going to talk to Finn. We're going to have the first conversation, which was the penis goes in the vagina, right? And then Finn, again... like derails it. By the end, we're talking about stranger danger and he's allowed to like kick someone in the nuts if they try to take him in a van. Yeah. That's where it went to. That's where it devolved to. And I was like, did he get anything that we were talking about? But so then Eleanor's like, hey, mommy, you had the sex talk with Finn when he was, and I'm older than he is when you had the talk with him. So I think we need to have the talk. And I was making pasta and I go, well, you know what? We're going to have a talk when we have time, but we're living in our guest house doing a renovation. So just give me a second. And she goes, so I think we can call this the pre-talk. And I said,
wow.
I go, Eleanor, we will have the talk. So Finn goes up. This is how different it is for second kids.
Just to let you off the hook, we still really haven't had the talk with Dash yet. And he's 6 weeks older
than Eleanor.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what our talk was after.
So Eleanor... I go, Colin, we got to have to talk. Eleanor's asking questions. It's not fair. Like, we do have to, like, sit her down. We did it while Finn was in the shower. We were like, Finn, go take a shower. That's how fast we were. We were like, look, two people get together. There was no stammering. There was no stuttering. I wasn't trying to be sweet. I was just like, look, when two people love each other, they can do this thing, and it's called sex, and this is how it works. And she's taking all of it in. She's like, okay. And then I was like, great. By this time in the conversation with Finn, we were on to, like, a car chase. Right? Mm-hmm. Eleanor is dialed in. She's like, but why? But why do you do it? But why would anybody want to do that? And how long do they have to keep it in there? How long do, like, real questions. And I was like looking at Colin like, I'm unprepared for the specifics. And then all I want to do is make jokes. Like, well, it depends on how many margaritas you've had. You can't make those jokes. They're listening.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have the talk with her. She wants to know more. She wants to keep knowing more, which is all about, like, why? Why would you want to do this
thing? Was all this today?
No.
Okay.
This gets better.
Okay.
Because this goes into the next conversation when you're talking about sex with your kids. At some point, there is a conversation that's like, hold on. Okay. So in a poor parenting choice, I let my kids watch Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Don't Tell Grandma the Babysitter's Dead, which is a late 80s movie.
Oh, you can't trust those 80s movies. No, they're so hypersexualized.
The whole movie was totally fine, except for one line. This woman in an office, in the beginning of the movie, she goes, I've been dating Phil. Oh my God, I had a 2-day orgasm. And Eleanor goes, what's an orgasm?
Oh no.
And I go,
see that?
But this is what I said. I said, she said organism. And she goes, no, she didn't. She said orgasm. I go, she said organism.
No, she didn't. Don't repeat it.
And I go, don't repeat that word. And she goes, well, what is it? I go, do you know what an organism is? And she goes, nope. And I go, well, then until you know what an organism is, I don't really need to define what an orgasm is. And I can figure out how I'm going to have this conversation. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm already nervous and sweating. And it's not even me.
We went to tap class. We're just two girls walking down the street, walking by Michael's Crafts. We get into the car and she goes, so you're going to tell me? I go, what? What's an orgasm?
Today?
In the car for no reason. But in the car, absolutely right before I come here. And I'm in the car and look, my eyes twitching. I go, Eleanor, I said, these are big questions. And she's smiling. She's grinning. She knows I'm up to something and I'm like so uncomfortable and I'm in the car and in my head, I'm like, I read this article where you're supposed to have these conversations in the car because you can look straight ahead. And I go, Eleanor, she goes, I know it has to do with sex because every time I bring it up, you get weird. And I go, yep. Okay. Look, I'm going to tell you this thing, but I'm only going to talk about it from the perspective of a woman because I'm not ready to have a full conversation yet. But I'm going to tell you this because you keep asking me. An orgasm is a feeling that you get when you're in love with someone and you've had sex because it feels good. It should feel good.
You don't have to love them.
Jen Smedley. I needed to have some hurdles in the way. I didn't want to use the word pleasure because it makes me feel creepy. This is my first
time. Yeah, pleasure's a really creepy word, by the way.
If someone's like, let me pleasure you, I'm like, ew!
Let's go down to the pleasure chest, the store.
Thank you very much.
I know, sounds disgusting.
But she wanted, so I felt so caught in that. She goes, I go, do you talk to your dad about these? Do you ever ask your dad questions? She goes, no. I go, why? She goes, because he never freaks out. I'm like, I got to get better at this. She goes,
she likes to see you squirm.
I go, Eleanor, that's all I'm going to say about it right now. I need to think about how to talk about this more, but that's what I'm going to tell you. Okay. And she goes, I don't really get it. I don't know why anybody would want to go down where there's a forest and
yeah, it doesn't make sense in some
ways.
And
rub their parts together. You're not supposed to get it right now. But as your body changes and as your hormones change, the thought you have about this stuff is going to change. She goes, not for me. I'm okay just as is. I'm like, great. I bought myself like 3 years of time. Bye, Mom. Have fun podcasting.
Oh, my God.
And then she goes, you know you're going to talk about it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man, we're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Bowl and Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Bowl and Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead, and they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Bowl and Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Bowl and Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about it on the show, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms, and all the driving that goes along with that, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop-off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is, usually
hours
has a driving requirement.
Upon hours. And sometimes good ones and sometimes not so
great ones. Sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate. But I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh my gosh.
She's so.
Oh my gosh. See, that's, yeah.
She's way more curious about these things and the, because I think that like, on some level that it's like the love of it too. Like sex is, I don't know, for Finn, it's like, there's like jokes. He doesn't even really know kind of what everything is. He thinks he knows he's playing like a big game, you know, but Eleanor is really curious about what all of these big things mean.
Yeah. So Dash and Eleanor, same grade. I do think fifth grade is when there are some, it's maybe not even them, but there will be kids in their grade that are like, have questions
fully
or have
formed, but they're also having like urges because they're more developed.
So these conversations that they're having in the fifth grade is very different. I'm going to leave
Finn
out of it because he is your son. So he will be oblivious to all of it until it is all he can think about.
Yeah.
So Godspeed on that day, Kristen. He is you.
Yeah.
So, you know
100%.
What I mean? Yeah. So like
we were out at, not curious.
And then we were too curious.
Then I was like, why the fuck is everyone growing so fast? Why does everybody want to hump dance? Are we done line dancing? No more choreo? Is that how it goes?
Well, so Dash luckily loves dogs. So
I know
that sounds like a weird segue, but he was really curious on dog breeding.
Yeah.
Because so he has this book on like 465 dog breeds or whatever it is. So if there is a book, and I'm not going to let him read like Mein Kampf or something like that.
Right.
But for the most part, if there's a book he wants to read, I'll let him read it. You know, if I need to look it up. There was this book on dog breeding. I'm like, I'm sure it's probably going to
talk. Oh my God, it's probably so visual.
No, it's not how to breed your dogs. It's how they make different breeds of dogs.
Oh.
But it does talk about.
I didn't know if it was like a how-to. Like,
it does talk about.
Feels like that's pretty self-explanatory.
It's more about the genetics, which I was like, he loves science. He'll be interested in it.
But Jen, he wants to know how humping happens.
Well, not until he read this book. So, like 6 months ago, he's not like, he gets nervous to like talk about stuff. He's like a good mix between Britt and I, where I'm like, let's talk about things in a very scientific way. And Britt's like, let's never talk about anything, but pretend that we did.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's like, you know, I know how dogs are bred. Like, as I'm, you know, when we have those moments where I'm like, if every, I know every
There's
mom has
There's a style,
this.
And it's with dogs.
Yeah. And there's
listen.
But he,
saying,
I mean, he
the
was
most
saying he knew,
way to do it.
He knew what the science was. And he said like, so that, is that the same how it is for people too?
Cover that, those bases, say yes, that's how farm kids learn.
Yes, I was like, yeah, it's basically the same. I'm like, more goes into it for human beings. It's a more thoughtful process. But yeah, and if you have specific questions about it,
ask your dad. I'm just kidding.
No,
Brett would be the
person to ever ask.
He'd be like, so weird about it.
Oh my God, he still is not letting our daughter get her ears pierced. So no, he's the last person.
Yeah.
Deal with shit. So I'm like, just, you know, if you have specific questions, like, tell me about it. And I go, I don't want to make you embarrassed, but there's nothing embarrassing
about not knowing something. Like, yeah. you're not supposed to be born, like, knowing no. this stuff. Like, it's a thing that you learn.
It's
and
need
I need
to know basis, too, based yeah. on what you think they can handle and how you form those. You know, it's not like breaking into like a Harlequin romance and be like, and then he caresses you and you're like, oh yeah, God, no,
he's getting it from fifth grader.
I know.
So he's like, I go, are other kids like talking about this kind of thing? He goes, yeah, but I don't think they know what they're saying.
They don't.
And I'm like, they don't, but they're speculating and that's how you get bad information. So I'm like, embarrassing or not, if you want to write it down on a piece of paper, if you want to whisper it in my ear, whatever you want to do to ask the question, to just make sure that you have the facts right, feel free. Like, that's not yeah. weird. I go, I'm going to take it from probably more of like a science-based thing because right now, that's kind of all you need.
Yeah.
You don't need to know like what goes into it with like the with love, the
pleasure,
dating,
the feelings, the
all
stuff.
Of that. Yeah.
That, I feel like as their bodies change, their minds change. You know what I mean? So I'm like, it's too much for all of them to take in too
you
much
can't
of the-
explain attraction to somebody who's never felt it before either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's like,
well, I started young. I that Tarzan.
Well, I know. HBO. I had Beau Duke. And Jesus. God, what a fucking disappointment. John Schneider is
yeah.
just a horrible human.
Yeah. I yeah. feel like for Eleanor, her questions are so, they're like a yes and. She goes, okay, so this happens, but then why does this happen? And she's asking these really smart, intelligent questions
yeah.
that are a first for me. I'm just saying, I haven't had to broach those yet. And because she's a girl, I'm trying to be less like precious with it, but she catches me off guard and she always does it when I'm least expecting it. Like when... Like, we're not having
what about tap class made you ask about orgasms?
I know.
I don't understand.
Listen. So, but she is, the thing I like about Colin and I in terms of how open we are is that it's not like, we're not like willy-nilly with these conversations. They matter. Like, we're careful with the words we say and how we say it. And we're also careful with like... Eleanor was like, used the word balls very loosely.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like, I can't remember, like cold as balls or something. I was like, hold on a second. Like, you don't get to like use, hold on. Like,
yeah.
we're not like throwing around derogatory terms about breasts or testicles. Like,
yeah.
They know not what they do. So I'm yeah. just trying to like, not become paralyzed by the questions because I find them very funny. I also am stunned in the moment and I have no poker face. I'm literally
None.
Like,
yeah.
And Eleanor just is like, yeah, she's just like batting me around and she's like, I gotcha. I know that orgasm means something. And I'm like, boy, does it.
But I,
it's a bigger conversation.
Very important. Yeah. Well, I do think Dash and Eleanor, they're like similar in,
yeah.
in that way where they're like, also they're the kind of people who like don't, like to like not know something while everybody
yes.
else knows it.
Yes.
So just from purely like an informational standpoint.
Finn will just like, pretend like he knows something and he doesn't know
he's
anything.
He's fine. He doesn't care. He's like,
he just pretends to know. And I'm like, you can't just, nope, that's not how information works, but okay.
Yeah. Well, and that's the hard thing to like manage right now is I've told the kids for a long time because we are strict about some things. We're strict about like music and like what media they listen to or watch for sure because and my thought about it has always been this like and this there are studies to back this up but like you get desensitized to things like the more common that
yeah.
they are the more loosely you talk about them then the bigger a deal they feel like so things like violence I don't want them to be desensitized to I don't want them to feel like terms that describe sex are you can just be really flip about them because
right.
I think if you don't approach the topic with some reverence, then you're being too casual about it, which I think can be a mistake too. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
We're not as strict as you guys, but I think that we are strict about some things. Obviously Finn being a little bit older, it changes things, but I'm also just a straight shooter. And I think my thing is I want them to know that this thing that they get to do in their life, it should be with someone they care about. Like
sure,
we can
yeah.
all have, and maybe we have had some trysts, if
Never.
You will. But I want them to know that they're going to feel better about everything if it's with someone they love and get to know. And like, I'm not saying you have to be married. I'm just saying like, let it be with someone you care about, because it's such a, it is a thing that like, you can't take it back. Boy, there's a few. I'm like, does that count?
No.
Like, no.
They shouldn't.
I mean.
They shouldn't count. Well, that's what I mean is like.
I would just like to say there's a couple that I'm like, I take these backsies. They weren't fun and you I know, regret it.
Let me just be honest. Balls being the exception, because there's something very funny about them and the word.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think that you want to talk about like your body parts that can do like really incredible things, like they're funny or silly. Like that's more my thing.
I do, because it makes it easier for me to talk about like I like the word like wiener or like
no, that I'm totally fine with. But when kids like I imagine I like fifth grade on the playground where they're just like being very jugs. Flip about stuff that they don't know what they're talking yeah. about. Like I don't like that.
No, I'm the same. But I do find it at home sometimes it's easier to broach a conversation about something that has to deal with like privates or whatever with a little more specificity if I just give it a funny name.
Yeah.
Like you gotta wash your beehole, man. Like yeah. get in there. Like
yeah.
look, your wiener, your business, but if you don't change those underpants, we're going to have an issue. Like,
yeah.
But I try to make it lighthearted. Otherwise, I won't make it through because it's the one thing I get like caught off guard. I'm so uptight. I'm so weird.
That's a big question. It's what's an orgasm? Biggest. It's pretty huge.
But I remember asking my mom the same question.
You do?
Totally.
Oh, my God.
Totally in front of my cousin Jake, in front of the Christmas tree. In the middle
Jake
of the day.
Jake from State Farm?
Jake from my cousin.
Okay.
And I was like, Mom, what's an orgasm? And she looked at me and she knew I was trying to like embarrass her and say something like scandalous. I knew it was like something was going to get a reaction. And my cousin Jake was like, please just somebody kill me. He was like 3 years older.
Yes.
Probably on the fence as to whether he knew.
I know. I think
I was 10.
I remember like watching, my God bless my brother, watching that famous, notorious SNL sketch where they say masturbation like 15 times. You know it? It's like, it was
we
banned.
We haven't gotten there yet. No one's asked me about that.
Think I didn't know how sex even worked.
You're
and
like, what?
They said that and I asked him. I was like, well, what does that mean? It was just he and I watching SNL. And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, you do know. I can tell by the way you're acting. And he goes, you need to look it up in the dictionary, hilarious. Which I thought was like really smart of him to do. But then I was like,
I'm so sorry I ever asked you.
I don't know. And by the way, fuck you, SNL, for that sketch on when I was like 11.
Are you?
Because then I was like,
that option? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Oh, I didn't know what that was called.
I've had a car in the shop the whole time and I didn't know how to drive it. Okay. Okay. Let me do that for a solid 2 years straight. It's going to be great.
God, I'm so much better at like throwing myself under the bus about this than like thinking of my kids as like human beings that like
it's
have
hard.
These questions.
It's really hard. And that's the thing is like I look at little Eleanor's face and I'm like, is me telling you this going to change anything about your innocence? Which is such a bullshit. I hear myself say it and I'm like, before I had this age of kid, I would have been like, they know, oh my God, you're not telling, you know,
you're not
doing them any favors by not being honest. And I'm like, now I'm like, I eat my words a little bit because I know that they know more than I want to know they know. But I'm also not being a good mom, in my opinion, if they're brave enough to ask me a question, whether it's in jest or even earnestly,
yeah.
and I don't just give them some form of
information. I don't think they're asking. I think like all of us, we jokingly like say things that are hard to say.
Yeah.
So they're probably, she's scared to ask, but she wants to know like, but also like, couldn't she have looked it up?
No, never crossed her mind. She's like, no information is going to be better than seeing my mom squirm through this. Like, whether I really know what an orgasm is or an organism is.
I wish.
I want to see her. By the way, she should ask me what an organism is. And I would be like, I have no idea. And she's like, is an organism
you look it
also
up?
Dirty? Because like, you're squirming about that. I'm like, you know what? Biology in general is
I wish that she would have asked you and Colin together so you could just like slowly turn your head.
like, please explain.
To be like, you better nail this answer to this question.
This is why you hear mommy yelling. I know you're not right-handed.
Wait, why you're... Oh, I just thought you were going to say yelling. Don't try anything with your left hand, husbands of the world, unless you're left-handed.
That's what I'm saying. He's left-handed.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Like, don't think you can...
It's not the same thing.
You're not... Listen. Get on my other side, okay? Like, it's marriage. God, Jesus, please. Lord Jesus.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
God, all these conversations that are coming around the bend. I'm not sure if I'm prepared. Here's the other thing I'll tell you. I thought I was being a really like, I'm a forward-thinking parent because we have some friends that are far more like open with their kids than we are feel comfortable being. And I'm like, oh my God, there's like this, I think it's like whatever you feel right it for you is probably the best way to go. But we have a friend and they were like, oh yeah, we're really open. I'm like, I know you are. And they were like, we bought this book and it's called the sex book or something, the open talk sex book or something. I'm like, great, a book that covers the bases. This is great. And this book is so graphic. And there's like, it's like a visual, what do you call it? It's like a graphic novel. And I'm like,
oh, a cartoon.
There's like all sorts of stuff. And I was like, nope, I'm not ready for this. And I put that sucker away. I was like, chapter 1 and 2 already made me blush. I gotta like, there's 18 chapters in this thing. And like a Finn was like, mom, look, there's a drawing of penis.
If there's any justice, they're the boring medical illustrations that we were like, I don't even know what body part that
it
is.
It should not
that we grew
be
up
drawn
with.
Like fun colors.
No.
Not,
no.
Right? I'm a bad, but everyone's going to be like, you're so old.
No.
Lame and old and tight wound freaking lame-o. I'm sorry.
I don't think so, because I don't think any parent is like that, like, yeah, let's have this talk. I've been waiting for it. And if you are, what are you on? I want whatever.
Also, I just don't think everything needs to come from me. There is this world where when you go to your friends at a certain age, let's say freshman year in college, and you're sitting around and you learn some things.
Oh, my God. Kristen, that's so late.
I know. I know.
God, if you'd been a pioneer, you'd have like a family of 4 by
then. I know,
then.
But... I really feel like that was who was meant to tell me, because I didn't want to have a conversation with my mom about that. She would, my mom always, when I was like in the bathroom, like brushing my teeth, she would somehow feel the need to tell me some story about sex with my dad.
No!
And I was like, she's like, you know, I know that you think like you get to a certain age and you can't do it anymore. I'm like, I've never said that. I'm 22 in your bathroom. I what? Ew, ew. They're so horny.
Yeah, your parents are they're different. My mom was like, well, just like a black widow spider, she mates and then kills that which she once loved. Yeah,
my mom will call me after like Game of Thrones. She was like, God almighty, Jason.
I don't even know what she's gonna say.
I mean, I know you think I'm just your mother, but I'm a woman and I have feelings. I'm like, goodbye, 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 goodbye.
That I think that's kind of fun.
It's sweet. I think the thing
that she feels comfortable with you.
And that's what I think my kids feel comfortable with me.
You don't want to picture it with Dewey.
No.
But that she is still like a human being.
Yes,
is
but
nice
she feels the need to like somehow always remind me of that. And I'm like, I hope my brother and sister also getting these phone calls, because I don't think they are. And I don't think it's meant to be for me to shoulder solely by myself. But I feel very honored that my kids feel like they can have these open conversations with me. That's what I feel so I feel so happy about, because I do think Finn will have these very honest moments with me, and he'll ask me like really honest questions about whether it be like about like a girl, like a, how a body works or periods or something, like, cause he's kind of like, I know it's something I'm going to have to deal with someday. That's what he's like.
I have jokingly, when Dash was in a bad mood, said, Dash is getting his period, everybody. And we all laughed.
That's
so
great. Because I think Colin's very open, and he wants, we want to like have everybody feel like they can talk. And Colin told me, he goes, in a million years, I could have never asked my mom these questions.
Oh God,
and
no.
And you guys sit there and have this like back and forth.
It's great.
And it is great, but boy, Eleanor's questions are way harder, you guys.
I'm not, well.
They're nuanced. They're bright. They're sharp.
Delilah is like the one, I think of like Oliver, I don't know, Eleanor might be this way, but I feel like Delilah's savvy. Like
she's very savvy.
Kind of sit back and hear things. And
yeah,
like she's the
older.
She's the youngest. So she's got all these olders around that she's like learning from. And like she is strategically quiet. Where that girl, she knows when to not run her mouth and just to listen and get the information.
She's going
to
get the tea.
She is absolutely going to. And so I give her too much credit sometimes for being like savvier than she is, because I actually think at her age Dash kind of knew more, because he was like, he was reading like these zoology journals and stuff, like he kind of had some inklings
turn to
of like
the dogs
with the
turn to the dogs.
Boy, you're sure reading a lot of dog breeding books lately.
Kind of tomfoolery are these dogs doing playing
well,
on this
I tell you
frog?
What years from now that's gonna lead you to be married and you're gonna have four dogs in your bed while you're trying getting a little bit of space so that you can do your marital duties.
Yeah, there's
you're gonna be like, can you?
You're gonna have to explain you're
magic. Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. I can't focus. And you are right-handed. Let's do this the right way, sir. Never gonna have that conversation.
Never.
But like Delilah, you know, she's eight, so like kids say things, they're just hearing words and they have no idea what they mean or anything like that. God forbid they actually like.
Well, I think it's ownership of your body. No. I think that's what we worry about at that age. You're like, look, this is your body and nobody gets to touch it with.
Absolutely like, not. She knows what everything's called and that kind of thing. But she was reading this, this like graphic novel, this like cartoon book. And I can't remember. I don't know if it was Dork Diaries or something like that, but we were all laying in bed reading, and she was like, Tesh, you can't read this page. This is for girls only.
And so like, Tesh was like, is there dogs on it?
No, she's, I don't know, I was like, well, what is it? I assumed it had something to do with like periods or something like that, because she's like very curious. Yeah. And like we've had those kinds of conversations too, but like nothing. Like I gave her a book that like is like, here's what's going to happen to your body age 8 to 11, and she's like, I'm not ready to read this yet. And I'm like, okay, when you want to, it's right here, and then you and I talk about it, because you know you're a talker. And you whatever questions you have, you can like dog ear a page, whatever you want to do. But so I figured it was that, and then she was like, kept saying, girls only page. And I was
thrilling.
Like, Delilah, what is the page about? She goes, oh, come here. It's all about brassieres. It's like, whoa.
What a weird word, brassieres.
I don't even know where she heard that word.
But brassieres, like getting a bra was like a big deal.
Yeah.
Like a big deal. And for me, again, something I didn't encounter until I was 24.
But they know, like, so she's in third grade. They know who in the school has their period. They know who has a bra.
Crazy.
Like, that's a lot, you
it's
know?
It's a lot.
Also, I want her to like know what the things are and that they're normal and not weird. And it's like, don't make a big deal about it, because it's not a big deal. It's like just it's something that we all go through. And it's like whatever, spectacular. I don't want to, again, diminish anything. But it's like it's human. So like let's not make a big deal about it or make that girl feel embarrassed or something like that.
Because
that's got to suck.
That's what I say to the kids. I'm like, you don't get to that. Person that is dealing with this does not need any judgment from the likes of you.
Yeah.
If you're not there to help, don't be there at all.
Yeah.
If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. Move on, friends. There's nothing to see here.
And maybe, Finn, don't walk up to somebody and be like, congratulations on your period.
My mom has talked to me, evidently.
It's a hard time.
And, hers did not come right before they decided to get married. And so I was the world's biggest preemie.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. So, but Eleanor goes, this is, she goes, wait a minute. Her takeaways, she's like, hold on a second. So you girls, like, we have to get like a forest down there, and then we have to have.
Hold on, Eleanor. It might not be a forest. You don't always have to have exactly the same situation as your mother. It could be a reasonable thing to deal with.
That's not what she's been introduced to.
Yeah. Well, so you know, she's got worst case scenario. So anything less than that's going to feel like a blessing.
I'm like, when it comes to that, she's like, anything less will be. She'll be like, oh, this isn't as bad as. Is my poor mother, what does she deal with? Like, why is it on your shoulders? Like, she's like, oh, you got to get a forest down there. She's very concerned about the body hair.
Yeah, and then mom like, says every 14-year-old goes in for a back waxing.
And then she's like, and then you get cramps, and then you get zits, and then you're in a bad mood, and then you have blood, and that's terrible. And like, what do boys have to deal with? And I'm like, girl, this is a story that you're going to deal with for a long time, but you do get to have a baby, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You men get to have a baby. One word, and it's one word that's on their mind their entire lives, and that word is boners.
Yeah.
And that's all they will think about.
I feel like it's still not fair. I didn't want to look at her and go, you know what? You're right. It's completely unfair. It's completely unfair. And you're going to do all the hard things in your life while dealing with a period, but it'll make you cool, and you just have to stay tough.
Every girl just becomes Spider-Man at a certain age where, well, like, with an incredible gift comes incredible responsibility. And, yeah.
It's true. And I said, the cool thing is, Eleanor, with your generation, you guys are going to be more open. You guys are going to talk about things more. They've got cool underwear where you can have your period in your underwear. Like, you're going to have menstrual cups and all these different things, and it's not going to be so hard for you because you guys are going to like live differently than we did even.
God, it's so true.
It's so true.
It's, I mean, like.
But make no mistake, having your period can suck.
For sure, but it doesn't
have. I don't think anyone's like, this is great.
It doesn't have to be like 1890, days. A stick of hay up your hoo-ha to deal with it. They're like, lean into technology, ladies, because I'm going to make it as easy as I possibly can on my daughter.
And I want her to know that, like, this is going to be something that you also get to talk about with your girlfriends that's just kind of a bonding moment.
Yeah.
Like, there's no greater moment than when you're in a bathroom and you're like, I'm sorry, do you happen to have a tampon? And, like, you either are the hero and you pass one over, or you get one from her, and like all of a sudden your friend's coming out of the bathroom. Yeah. So like, guys don't get that. They are not supposed to look down at each other's wieners when they're at the urinal.
But like, do they?
I don't know. I think so. It's also weird. You just stand there and look up, and then also I don't understand why I would use toilet paper.
If I used a urinal, I would be looking at wieners for sure.
You have used a urinal.
Yeah. Well, you got to back into it, which makes you just look at it. Makes you look at the wieners, you guys. God,
you absolutely know that you have, because you know that you have to back into it. That is a tell.
What?
Casey's face went like this.
Oh, like, she's so disgusted by me.
You know, like, what? If you haven't peed,
Casey,
in the,
if you don't know that I've lived
a
life before now, then
I almost got arrested for indecent exposure, but luckily there was a drunker guy next to me.
Oh my God. You name a place where you might be able to pee, and I have peed there.
See, I'm not a very good peer, outdoor peer.
I'm going to say I'm good at it, but I made the effort.
I have to lean.
I've had to throw away a lot of shoes.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
shoes
that
and the, oh my God, and that's the worst. You're like, the backs of my shoes are wet, but I'm so drunk, I don't know.
Okay.
It's fine. Who's going to tell me that?
Okay, so I feel bad because last week I talked so much about wieners that I feel like for my hot flash.
I'm sorry, I'm totally chewing ice.
No, that's fine. I've been sipping on champagne from my Barbie champagne glass.
Hi, Barbie.
Okay, so this is the craziest, awesomest story.
Okay.
But okay, I'm going to give a trigger warning. Okay. So it does, it mentions attempted suicide in it, but it's not, it ends beautifully.
Okay.
Okay. So I got this off of whenever I need to feel good, and we all do.
There we go.
No. What?
And I'm just kidding.
I give myself an orgasm. And then. And
listen, it does resolve a lot of back pain and mood. I highly recommend.
You tell me you don't feel like cleaning up the house afterwards. You can do whatever.
My bigger issue right now is that the new one I have has too many settings and I don't understand it. But that's fine. Never mind. Go ahead.
Settings?
It's fancy. I don't know. Also, nothing discreet about the box when it was delivered. That's another conversation.
Yeah, no,
go ahead.
You want to opt for gift wrapping, I think, just in
that
case.
That should
yeah.
be a gift.
Okay, so this is, there's Oops. This website called goodnews.org.
Oh, I love it.
Goodnewsnetwork.org. Okay,
yes,
and
I love
it.
Goodnews.org.
It's so great. Okay, I love this story so much. So last month, this guy gets off work and he and his wife usually go to like Wednesday night church. And he's like, no, I'm too tired. I don't want to go. She's like, let's just go. It's like the holidays are coming up, whatever. And he's like, I almost didn't go. I go. So they go to church and then they leave early for some reason. And she's like, let's go get something to eat. And they're driving. So this is in Virginia. So they're driving over the Appomattox River Bridge. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, okay, so his name is Juan Serrano. He's a former Army veteran, and he's like, I see this kid, and I can tell it's a kid. It's at night. It's like 5 something, but it's already dark. Mm-hmm. I see him walking along the bridge, and he's got like his backpack on, and he's young, and he kind of like stops, and he was like, I just stopped my car, and I'm going to cry.
You knew.
So he gets out of the car, and he goes up to him. He goes, it's really cold. Do you need a ride? And the kid's like, no, I don't. And he's like, is everything okay? And the kid just jumps off the bridge.
No,
he
no.
jumps off the bridge. It's a 50-foot drop. And he, like, without – this is the only thought he had. He was like, the river's going that way. I'm going to run across the highway. He ran across the highway and jumped 50 feet off of the bridge, calculating where he thought the kid would be. And got the kid, okay?
And what?
He got him. He got his body. He, like, it was a fast-moving river, so fast that they went a mile down in the icy cold water. They went a mile down the river with him just holding on to this kid. And they ended up at, like, this water filtration system. And he was like, it was like 5 minutes. I held on to him for 5 minutes. And his wife was like, you guys were in the water for 30 minutes. We were looking for you. They couldn't find him. So long story short, he saved this kid's life.
Oh,
like,
my
the
God.
Kid is fine. He is fine. Like, but he, listening to his gut or whatever, he's like, we left. Or, like, I wasn't going to go that night. I was tired. I was in a bad mood. And he just, like, listens to his gut and he, like, saves this kid's life.
And also
without
just jumps off a bridge.
Fucking thinking, jumps 50 feet into icy cold water. Because it's like, I don't know if he's Army, it's like what he's trained to do or whatever, but it's the craziest, most like beautiful story I've ever heard.
I hope that kid is getting some help.
He's such like a hero that he and his wife are like, don't even call me a hero. This should just like spread light on that, like everybody needs a little help and we should like shine the light on like mental health or whatever. Yeah. So I love it because like this time of year can be depressing and stuff like that. So it's like, look out for other people, look out for yourself and just like, you know, get help if you need it. There's no shame in that.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking January is the most depressing time of the year, right? Or it can be.
And also I have to say, and we've done ads for them and this is not, they're not paying us to say this, but I am really impressed with BetterHelp, like with these ideas that you can get help in a way that makes sense to you, whether it be through your phone, through text messaging, through like a FaceTime, if you will, or a Skype or something like that, but that you don't have to go into an office. It changes what therapy looks like and it changes what the formality of it feels like. And I really like that there's those options out there. And there's also always like a suicide prevention hotline that you can call if you're feeling low. But, you know, those are real feelings. And that kid, I just hope he's getting help and he's okay.
It seems like the story like ended
happily,
really happily. And I feel like the guy's not going to let him go either.
No.
He's going to like, he's just like that. He and his wife are like those people.
Yeah.
That like
clearly
do that.
He I'm just going to go jump 50 feet into cold water.
Yeah. Like he's invested now. And they get there and it's so cold and it's so hard to get out of the water. He takes off his belt and makes like a thing to tie them together to like pull him out of the water, this kid out of the water, and then gives him all of his clothes because the kid's like becoming
this
hypothermic.
Guy's like next level.
I know.
I'm doing the math on myself and I'm like, so many places in that story, I would have, it would have been.
It's
over.
Like, it's beyond human. It's like hero level shit. So that is like the hottest. And by the way, super hot. They have an interview with him, the local news. I can't stay away from the hot part of it. But you guys, real handsome. He's like, got like a South American thing that I find like super attractive.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I love it so much. So reach out if anybody needs help and like reach out to people who you think might need help, right?
Yes. Sometimes just helping somebody else gets you out of your own funk.
Make those phone calls and say hi.
Yes.
Let's go roller skate and pee our pants and go have coffee or whatever.
Yeah,
and
all
do
those
something
things.
Fun in January.
That sounded really fun. I just got excited about roller skating. Did we just podcast?
I think so.
We podcasted.